Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup, live from Mazatlan, Mexico, the beautiful Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay Resort here in Mazatlan. Pete Gray here, live at our remote studio overlooking the beautiful beach in Mazatlan with Captain Ken Frankie and Rock Cod Rick's in the mighty 1090 studios in San Diego, which is where I'll be tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We fly back tonight, do the cross-border express, and we'll be back in San Diego this evening and back in the studios with Captain Buzz Brizendine from The Prowler. That's going to be a great show tomorrow morning. This hour, we are joined by the commissioner of Conapesca, the head guy of fisheries in Mexico. Mario Aguilar has joined us, and going to be a great hour this time, Rick.
Yeah, you're not kidding. It's going to be a lot of really good information. And how cool is that? Literally the head of fisheries down there. It's going to be an awesome, awesome second hour packed with info. And again, we want to hear from you. If you got questions, we would love to have them answered today. Two ways you can reach us here this second hour. Let's Talk Hookup. Again, our local number, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or reach us toll free. That toll free line, 877-792-1090. Again, 877.
Hey, Rick, it's an opportunity to talk to the number one guy in fisheries here in Mexico. So this is a great opportunity to call in.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, how rare that we get to, you know, talk to the man. So we're really fortunate and a cool time. So, again, if you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be taking those phone calls, again, a great prize, a six-pack of those live deception lures, courtesy of our good friends at Mahi USA. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish that you catch is a valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and they'll treat your fish like it was their own. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. You can check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's start off our FishDope.com report with our FishDope reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete and guests there.
Good morning.
Hey, you're so lucky, Pete.
Good spot.
Good for you, buddy. But it's been an interesting week in the private boat fleet. All the regular players around, plus a few exotics showing up. It started for me at the first of the week. We were down there fishing bass and six fathoms off Huntington Beach, and I was throwing the surface plug and got a bite and turned out to be a thrasher shark, which I've never caught on a surface iron before.
Oh,
so that was kind
cool.
Of a surprise.
Jeez.
Yeah, fed the whole neighborhood for that. That was fun. And then up north, we got our sea bass finally starting to show up a little bit more there, starting to bite, mostly around Anacapa backside there, and mostly on fin bait, surprisingly. Not that much squid around anywhere, so, you know, they got to eat something. So 12 to 25-pound fish, a few bigger ones mixed in there. Really glad to see those guys starting to get with it a little bit. At Clemente, steady fishing on mid-grade yellows there, you know, some on bait, but mostly jig fishing, smaller yo-yo jigs is the answer, Caddy 9, Mega Baits, Colt Snipers, like that. And the best fishing's been up west there from the 9 down to the dunes, 20 to 40 fathoms. Lots of rockfish at Clemente also. Clemente's really looking good this year. I think we're going to see some spectacular action there. Offshore, that bluefin on the 60 kind of backed way off, you know, weather-related, and they probably made a little move. But that bigger fish has been biting a little bit in closer to the beach, you know, kind of just outside the yellowtail zone on the finger bank there. And surprisingly, some of that good grade yellowfin tuna is mixed in with that also. And then for a new development, there was a king salmon caught yesterday on a Sumfun below Dana Point there. I guess they hooked a couple, landed one. And we haven't seen those around for a little bit. And it's just a crazy setup when in a 100-mile stretch of coastline, we've got cool water species like salmon on one end and tropical yellowfin tuna on the other end. I mean, go figure, guys. What's next?
It's going to be a wild one for sure.
Yeah, it's looking good. We got a little wind this weekend, guys, so get your gear ready because when it straightens out, it's going to be game on.
Couldn't agree with you more, Mark. Well, great report. I know I heard about that salmon on Fish Dope as well. We always say fishdope.com. Guys do a great job, Danny, and everybody putting all that information just like that, Mark. I know you always spread the word when you go out and find them. And if somebody wants to save $20 on a yearly subscription to fishdope.com, if you're a new member, you're going to save $20 by entering the code Hook up now. Again, hook up now. All lowercase, no space. Going to save you $20 on a yearly subscription to Fish Dope. And Mark, we want to get in touch with you. The best bait tanks on the planet and everything that you do at Pacific Edge. How do we find you?
Pete, Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach there on the corner of Bolton Cheek and Edinger. Phone number 714-840-4262. The website pacificedgetackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week with something else new and exciting.
Can't wait, Mark. Appreciate a great report. We'll look forward to talking to you then. Let's head on now to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's up at C4?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're doing great.
Well, a little bit more hit or miss, a little more inconsistent this week on the fishing. Very good fishing on the half day. It was rockfish, reds, sheephead, sculpin. They, taking a look around there, very good. Like I said, we had some nice weather. They went out, and, you know, what you would normally expect in April there. Unfortunately, no bluefin this week, but you know, not going to see that too often on the half day like that. Three-quarter day, fishing down at the islands there, the San Diego. Good yellowtail fishing, a little bit of bluefin in there, bonito. A little tougher day yesterday, but overall pretty good week there, like I said, bluefin for that one day there, but mostly yellowtail. And, again, about what you'd expect in April, so very good fishing there. The overnight struggled a bit more. Still seeing a little bit of bluefin, a little bit of yellowtail, but not much there, and hopefully they get back on track soon. We've got boats down there now. And check the website, c4thlanding.com. We have our half day up there. We have the three-quarter day. We have those overnights. We have a few day and a half mixed in there. The twilight trip. Got out again last night, so we're starting to get those out a little bit more consistently here, and good bottom fishing on there also. So definitely lots of options. Said as long as the weather stays nice here, I think we're gonna have some good fishing going on. So c4thlanding.com. You can make your reservations online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you out. Always come visit us in person. Like I said, pick up a rock cod, Rick Breakfast burrito, and make some reservations.
Right on, Marcos. Great job. Great report. Glad to hear there's still some fishing. Get through a little bit of wind here, and we'll get right back onto the fish. Appreciate a great report, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos. Thanks a lot for that. Now with our Northern Baja report, we got the man, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Just I know you're doing the same thing I am, wishing we were down in Mazatlan right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, a big thanks to all of our friends in Mexico for their hospitality and generosity when visiting their country, their beautiful country, and always enjoy the Mexican culture and how nice the people are. Got to get down there when we can.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Rick.
In Baja, northern Baja, the fishing just keeps getting better. Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, one of our area contacts without fishing, Isla Tortuga. Big grouper, yellowtail, roosters are all over inside the bay there. La Bocana conditions continue to improve. A couple white sea bass showed up last week. Bahia, Sancion, Cedros, you know, things are starting to settle down there. Guys are starting to get out. Just the other day, limits of yellowtail on one of the first trips back out after the weather. Bay of L.A., nice weather. Big yellowtail showing, Cabrilla around as well. San Quintin. Last few days, weather's really laid down. Yellowtail are all over the surface. Calicos and Barracuda active at San Martin in big numbers. And Ensenada, Colonnette area, yellowtail are spread out. I think the wind blew a little dirty water through there, so that might take a day or two to settle back down. But the fish are all over the entire bay area there, so that'll heat back up. Gonzaga and San Felipe, Gonzaga the spawn continues. Good fishing there for the Cabrilla, the grouper, a few yellowtail around in San Felipe. Sierra still spread out a bit, and some of the other bottom fish are starting to end up in the counts as well. So, yeah, like to be anywhere from below the wind zone to where Pete is and visiting our friends in Mexico.
No doubt about that, Rick. Well, great report. You always do a great job collecting so much information for our northern Baja region. And if somebody wants to get in touch with you and all the great services that you offer with Sport Fishing Financial, how do we do that?
On the web, sportfishingfinancial.com, or give us a ring, 949-481-1807.
Awesome. Great job, Rick. We really do appreciate it. Great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. Some good fishing going on up here, Pete.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. Pretty fantastic. Thanks for that catch report. And, Ken?
Well, I
first of all, have to open to everybody. Commissioner Aguilar has been amazing to work with over the last many years, and Conapesca has been a great partner, real positive, doing everything they can to benefit sport fishing in Mexico. Commissioner, welcome. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Pete, again, thank you very much, first of all. I really appreciate this invitation. Actually, I must confess I was excited to be invited here.
Thank you for having us.
And all your listeners and all the fishermen that every day, every year, every week come here to Mexico. So thank you very much for the invitation, and I beg you to bear with my English that I have. I need to catch up with my English. Okay?
You speak perfect English. And you can tell, Ricky, you can tell this is a big deal here because we have a lot of media taking photos and interviews right now. And this man is a very important man in Mexico as well as to us in the United States and Southern California fishing, too, because he's the guy that the go-to guy. So what is the role and what is Conapesca in Mexico?
Well, to start it in a very quick way, it's the sister agency in Mexico of NIMS, National Marine Fisheries Service, with some little differences. One of them perhaps being sports fishing in some things. What we do is we manage the fisheries, all fisheries, commercial fisheries, sport fisheries, and even ornamental fisheries. So what we do is with another institution that is a sister of us here in Mexico, which is the National Institute of Fisheries, we do the management of fisheries. We research biomass of all stocks. Then we allow fishing opportunities according to the availability of species. And then we do other things like traceability. That's one thing we do. We also do enforcement of our regulations. We promote also the modernization of our fleets. And we develop aquaculture, which is not within your realm of interest, directly at least. And we also do something that is quite new for Mexico, that is very important, and that in the U.S. is being done very well, which is consumption of fish. That's miracle food, I have always said. And if we do it in a sustainable way, I think it's something to look forward and to keep increasing. And also doing it from aquaculture, which will give us the volume. So this agency that regulates fisheries has every day a more wider interest in issues like sport fishing. And let me tell you, I was telling my boss, the secretary of Jose Calzada, that the best hidden secret of our agency is sports fishing, because nobody talks as I would like to enough about it. And I think it's a very important activity for Mexico and for our friends from the U.S. that enjoy it every year, and even from other areas of the world. So in a nutshell, that's what we do as an agency.
Now, Commissioner, I have to say, for everybody out there, the Commissioner and I have met a number of times, and, you know, we really appreciate your willingness to discuss how to improve things. And, you know, I'll give you an example. The bluefin tuna, as the Commissioner said, they did an analysis. They are very careful at protecting their resources. And at the appropriate times, just as the U.S. did, they gave a bag limit to the recreational fishermen because they recognize the importance of sport fishing. Commissioner, we appreciate that very much. What's your vision for sport fishing for Mexico in the future?
Well, number one is that we must develop in everybody, in especially in our kids, a love for the oceans. That's number one. And that goes along with other policies that Mexico has, but also that the U.S. has, and not many other countries have. If we don't love our oceans, if we don't take care of them, then we are not doing our job. So I would say that generally that's my premise, that's our goal. And then being conscious of that, I think we should enjoy oceans. Enjoy oceans, yes, they are an important source of food, if managed appropriately, but also it's a very important source of enjoyment for the people, and well-being for them, the people that are involved in the fisheries. And if you recognize that, then you have public policies to implement. That's key. And number one, I would not rest on saying how important it is to have sustainable activities in the ocean, being commercial or being sport fishing. Now, in many areas of our coast, Pacific, Gulf, Caribbean, which is another one that is very interesting, it's a little far from you, but that's very, very interesting. We must have a marriage of the users of the of this activity, of the service, and the people that locally provide the services and all the facilities that we all enjoy. Now we have to enable those activities with good regulations, with good promotion, with good enforcement, with also issues like security in our ports. People should be comfortable, and then we should have a more transparent activity. And what do I mean by that? We should always do as we did in Bluefin, make sure that we report our catches, that we notify the authorities, and then with that we would be allowing the National Fisheries of Institute, which is the scientific body that works on this, to help us keep managing our fishery. Let me say something that is very important for SAC and for all our friends that come from the U.S. If you're successful on your fishing trip to Mexico, then we are successful as a CONAPESCA and as a country that welcomes all these friends that come and fish here. Your success is our success.
I appreciate that so much. It's such a good comment. One thing for the listeners out there, we've been working with CONAPESCA, and it's important that I say the communication with CONAPESCA and us is rock solid. They're accessible. They work with us. We just recently put placards, myself and Juan Carlos Perdomo in San Diego from CONAPESCA. We put placards on all the vessels with all the new bag limits, making it easy for everybody to understand. We've also been working with CONAPESCA on a new electronic logbook. It's the state of the art. We're reporting from all the commercial passenger vessels exactly how many of each species are caught, number of passengers, and as soon as a boat comes into the dock, it electronically goes to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and then to NOAA, and at the same time, within minutes, goes to Mexico, so to CONAPESCA. So this is going to be a really good management tool. So that we can keep track and make sure that we're monitoring the resource as well. And we appreciate CONAPESCA being willing to include us in the development of an amazing tool now that's going to be copied worldwide.
Fantastic for everybody.
Absolutely.
Everybody concerned, right? Yeah. One thing I have a question about, Mario, is enforcement. You mentioned that one of your jobs is enforcement. Do you say that this is one of the most challenging part of your jobs?
Yeah, it was certainly so. And it is for the world. Actually,
yeah.
When you go to an FAO meeting, which is the Food and Agricultural Organization that deals with fishery, I would say it's topic number one. Maybe it's not the most important, but it's the most urgent.
Yes.
And we need to manage our fisheries in such a way that everybody respects and observes the regulations. It's difficult to do it out there in the oceans.
Right.
There will never be enough assets, boats, patrols to do it. But that's why I've always said that it is so urgent that we make more transparent our activities and that we report our catches. And here, let me go back to what Ken says, because, see, we always say that fish know no borders. They don't know borders. Enjoyment shouldn't, and this is the case. But also cooperation. And let me tell you that the cooperation that we have had with you guys, directly with the fishermen, has been amazing and has enabled us to keep better track of what happens out there in the oceans, how we conserve and protect our fish, and as a result, how this is why we have the abundance that we have. Sometimes there's less catches, as in all oceans happens, but sometimes this has to do also with the conditions out in the sea. We must remember, and this is probably also the beauty of this activity, this is a hunt. We go out there and we don't know what's going to happen. Assuming something happens, of course.
Yes.
Which is good. We have to have this beautiful expectation that we don't know when we're going to find and what we're going to find. And that's probably where we're in this activity.
Yes.
If everything was secure, we would probably be doing aquaculture and eating every day and every minute. Here, this is a mistake, and that's the beauty of it. But again, we always must have in mind that we need to enforce our regulations and enhance our capability of assuring that this is the case. And we do this bi-nationally. We have a very good relation with the U.S., and with the U.S. agencies, but also with you. And that's something I really, really treasure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, earlier in the show was talked about the protected areas for sport fishing, like in areas of Mazatlan or areas of Cabo San Lucas and such like that, where the commercial fishing is not permitted. That's probably a very difficult thing to enforce.
It's challenging. It's challenging, and we always have situations where there's fish. We also have bycatch. Mm-hmm. Regulations allow an average a ratio of bycatch that I think is quite manageable. But, yes, we must pay attention. And the good news of that is that most of the fishermen respect that. They are, all of them acknowledge it now, and that's the best thing, because if people don't believe in this, then it will be very difficult to enforce and observe.
Yeah, absolutely. And the opportunities that the Mexican people afford us to fish in Mexico is very, very important to myself, to Ken, to everybody that we associate with, and that is certainly a privilege that is a nice thing to have. On the line with us, City Councilman from San Diego, Scott Sherman. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, guys. Great show again this morning. Thank you very much for all the information. Wanted to say thank you to the commissioner also for all the support that he has been giving to this side of the border when it comes to listening to our issues and dealing with working cooperatively together. It's been a very, very good relationship, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, for everybody out there, Scott Sherman, City Councilman from San Diego, is the go-to guy for recreational sport fishing and cross-border issues. So Scott's up for election. We got to definitely make sure he gets reelected, because he's a friend of both Mexico and all the sport fishermen on both sides of the border.
No question about it. Absolutely. You know, while we're on that subject about San Diego, we of course have a great office of Conapesca in San Diego to promote tourism in San Diego and Mexico, and Commissioner, I believe this is the 90th year of Conapesca. Is that right?
You just deprived me of my morning surprise for you guys. Yes, I guess this is one of the oldest offices aside of the embassy, of course, of Mexico in the U.S. President Venustiano Carranza in 1917 inaugurated this office, and it inaugurated for fisheries purposes. Yes, perhaps a little.
So it's 100 years.
100 years.
So this is really, really amazing. I was even shocked. I was shocked when I learned that this office has been there for such a long time, and now it's 100% devoted to promote sport fishing. That's what it does, and I think that's a little big treasure that we have there for all of us that like sports fishing.
Yeah. Now, do you have any plans to celebrate? Are we going to get Commissioner Sherman down there to celebrate, break a blue ribbon or something like that?
I haven't planned, but certainly there's an idea.
I think
we should do it, because it's not a minor thing, really, in terms of the bilateral relation that we have in fisheries with the U.S. and with U.S. fishermen. I always bring that up. It's the government's role to engage, but what we're doing is engage directly with the sports fishing men of the U.S. and I think that we should involve them in something. We may be doing a little ceremony with you guys.
That would be great. You know, that office, anywhere in the United States, that is the office the public always goes to ask questions. And I know they work hard at answering tourism questions. And your staff there, they for many years have done an absolutely excellent job.
Yes, in coordination with our consulate also. I have a very good friend of mine there, Juan Carlos Perdomo, and he has been directed by me to support in any way possible the fishermen that want to come to Mexico. There's always a question here and there that maybe may go beyond the fisheries purpose of the trips, but that's all right. If we don't have an answer, we track them to the council, or we may be able to find them for you guys. But yes, the purpose is to facilitate the activity for all our friends that comes to Mexico.
Yeah, and this is the only Conapesca office in the United States.
Well, actually, no. I don't know if I haven't been able to tell you, but I was the fisheries attaché in Washington. We have an office in Washington.
In Washington, D.C.
And I had that office for many, many years. I live in Washington, D.C. And so actually we have two offices there. The other one, the one that I was responsible for before becoming commissioner, deals with other issues that are broader. But this one in San Diego deals 90% or even more of our time to sport fishing promotion.
Yeah, and I know, Rick, you spend a lot of time there picking up Mexican licenses to sell at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, right?
Absolutely, and just, you know, I echo what everybody said. They're so easy to deal with. Everybody in the office is so friendly and so helpful, and just every step of the way, whether you're getting licenses or you're not sure about regulations or permits or size, whatever it is, it's the office is open to the public, and everybody that is on the staff there is fantastic.
Yeah, and I just wanted to echo that too, guys. It's an amazing experience working with the Mexican government now, and I tell you what, at the end of the day, it benefits both countries and the people on both sides of the border. And I love what the commissioner said too about our kids and grandkids and having them out fishing and appreciating nature and learning to respect it and preserve it. So it's a great relationship, and I know I'm speaking for the mayor as well, that he's also a sport fisherman and loves spending time down in Mexico. So anything we can do, you let us know. And Ken and Pete, you know, you guys have done an amazing job in helping promote the spirit of cooperation. So a big kudos to you guys as well.
Well, thank you, Scott. We appreciate all you do for us.
Right on, guys.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Scott.
Birthday.
All right. Hey, time for a break, Rick.
You got it. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. Now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup live from Mazatlan, Mexico, and a great opportunity for you to get through. If you want to have your questions answered by the commissioner of Kona Pesca, what a great opportunity. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Limits, FMMs, regulations, it's all up for you. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com. All right, it's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Be sure to get that Power Pro advantage. We've talked about it before. I want to talk about the advantage of the new Max Quattro. Now that Power Pro Max Quattro has been around for a full season, we're starting to see it used more and more and more in the tackle store. And it is such an advantage. It gives you the same Power Pro strength, the same knot-tying ability, but because Max Quattro is 30% smaller, you can use 65-pound in place of 50, or you can use 80-pound in place of the 65, giving you much higher knot strength, much more line capacity for using the same size. So you can take your reel that originally held 100 yards of line, 300 yards of line, 500 yards of line, and bump that up by an extra 100, 150, 200 yards. It's a fantastic product. Tons of line on the reel, tons of strength. It's a fantastic line. Check it out, Power Pro Max Quattro at your local tackle store. For more information, check out powerpro.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, you want to get through, have a chance to talk to Mario, the head of Conapesca for all of Mexico. Ask your questions here. There's your chance. That's 877-792-1090. Mario, how did the El Nino affect fisheries, both commercially as well as recreationally here in Mexico?
Well, El Nino, La Nina, and other climate events certainly have an impact. Sometimes it's for good, sometimes it's not so good, and they certainly impact. But you know, El Niño and La Niña are something we've been living with for centuries, and certainly fisheries for many, many years. I'm probably at this point more concerned about climate change, because climate Absolutely. Change, which is different, we should see the difference between one and the other one, is something new, is something that where humans have maybe responsible for or are responsible for, and those we don't know how they would behave, because with El Niño or La Niña, if we have not so good year, we can be certain that next year is going to be great.
Yes.
With climate change, we don't know.
Yes.
And sport fishing, to answer more directly your question, may be a little less, a little bit more immune to climate change than commercial fishing. So, and that's the good news. However, we must address, as they are doing, our governments globally, in a better way, climate change, and be sure that what happens to fisheries is looked at directly. It's not only sometimes they look at climate change and their effects on rains and storms and you name it, but the effect on fisheries should be looked at directly.
Yeah, Commissioner, what is your vision for Americans and fishing in Mexico? Either whether they've traveled here to Mazatlan or they're traveling into Mexico on their own boats from the United States. What do you see as a vision for the future of fishing in Mexico?
Well, it's not only, I should say that, first of all, they're more than welcome, but it's also our public policy that we should facilitate the U.S. and from any other part of the world, fishermen, sports fishermen, to come to Mexico. And this is important. This may be a subtle difference, but it is not. It's not only a welcoming approach, a cultural approach. It's a public policy to host fishermen that come here, that fish sustainable, that fish according to our regulations, as most of them do. And I have to recognize that. And if you allow me, Ken and Pete, I want to thank all the fishermen from the U.S. that come and respect our regulations in terms of catch limits, zones, areas, seasons, and that's great. I really appreciate that, and the work that you guys have done as ACT for that is really, really amazing. Actually, I must say, and now that I have the microphone, that the best relation we have with any association of sports fishermen outside of Mexico is you guys, and really that's something I treasure very much. And I am witness to that, not only as a commissioner, when I spent more than 10 years in the U.S. working on fisheries, I was able to construct these with your predecessors and with many people that have come from the U.S. to Mexico for many years. So congratulations, and you're more than welcome. I would like also to take the opportunity to invite all the fishermen that come to Mexico to let us know your views, suggestions, concerns. You can address them to me directly or through SAC, which is pretty much the same thing. We also have the office in San Diego, and we are always looking for improvement in anything that relates to sports fishing.
Yeah. One of the things we talked about earlier, Commissioner, was the challenges that you face of enforcing the fishery laws and such like that in Mexico because of the vastness of the of your fisheries. Don't forget there's two different coasts. There's freshwater, there's saltwater, there's gulfs, there's a lot of territory to cover. Do you see American boats fishing in restricted areas a helpful possibility in being able to help you enforce these regulations?
Well, as I said before, I'm always open to hear views and suggestions. This issue being such an important one, and recognizing, as I said, that the vastness of our oceans and our exclusive economic zone is a responsibility of CONAPESCA, but luckily, and by law, which is even more important, is also a responsibility of the Mexican Navy. And I would like to say also that the Mexican Navy is doing a superb job in helping us widen our vigilance, and enforcing as regulations. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they have more assets than what we have. And having the Navy on board, being involved in the enforcement of our regulations, it has made such a big difference that that's why I'm very optimistic that we're improving. As you correctly said, it's a challenge. We're working very, very hard on this. And but again, it's a role and responsibility of a number of agencies of Mexico, and including local governments.
Yes, and so you welcome help from sport fishing boats in the Sport Fishing Association of California to report violations in Mexican waters.
Well, they can always report them to make their views known to us.
Yes.
Obviously, it's an issue of jurisdiction, and that's role of the Mexican authorities. But again, if you have any views, comments, or anything that you want to let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one thing I have to mention, it's a network of communication out in the fleet. When there has been a few egregious things that were observed by actually foreign flag vessels, not from even our coast.
Yeah.
They have been very receptive. The Mexican Navy has been receptive to that information. So that information does go to the right place. And the Mexican Navy, for everybody, everybody's information has been very, very pro-tourist. They're very polite. The boardings and everything. You remember, they're doing their job. They're just like the Coast Guard in the United States.
Right.
So,
they do. We've been boarded several times.
They're
very courteous. They do an excellent job and are very efficient.
So, you know, it's kind of like all working together. And, we just did a story down there with a new Mexican search and rescue unit in Ensenada. Mm-hmm. Things are good, you guys. This is the time to start coming to Mexico, to start sport fishing in Mexico. Bring your yachts down here, get on any kind of boat down here, and take your family to enjoy themselves.
Yeah, no question about it. Esteban, we were talking earlier about coming to Mazatlan, but we failed to mention a fantastic website that you put together at the tourism department for Mazatlan, right?
Yeah, I am. We have two websites. There's the destination website. One of it, Mazatlan, is gomazatlan.com. You can find all of the information that you need for you and your family if you come visit us. And we have as well the state tourism website. That's visitsinaloa.travel. Just write that down because it's going to be up on Monday. So,
okay.
Yeah, that one's down right now, but it's going to be up on Monday. The other one, Go Mazatlan, is up right now. Yeah, it's working very good. And it's getting a facelift, but right now it's working. Also, as I was telling you, Pete, I have a friend, a very good friend of mine, that's a fan of yours. I didn't know about that. And he's listening to us right now. His name's Rodolfo. He's a guy from Sinaloa that lives in San Diego, as many Sinaloans live over there. So I'm gonna tell him to share this program with his friends. So
absolutely,
yeah, yeah. I think he's going to a Chargers event right now, or something like that. Yeah.
And we'll be putting this up on our website right after the show. Hookup1090.com. You can go to our archives page and access the show.
Yeah, yeah, do that.
7/24 anytime for the next year. It'll be up on our archives page. Rick, Great. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed. I know everybody's excited to talk to the boys there. Why don't we start it off with Don calling us from Woodland Hills? Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Outstanding show this morning. Really enjoy all the information about fishing in Mexico. And for the commissioner, I want to thank you, the Californian, and a U.S. citizen. Thank you very much for the privilege of fishing in Mexican waters. It's always on my must-to list every year.
You're welcome.
My question for you is, currently we have the privilege of fishing Guadalupe Island again, and thank you very much for that. My question revolves around having to check in and out at Ensenada. Do you ever foresee that part of the opportunity to fish Guadalupe will be changed?
Well, one of the reasons we're not only in this show this morning, but also cooperating with SAC and also the U.S. authorities very close, is to provide you with the best environment and to keep fishing in Mexico according to our regulations, and we must keep doing that. Yes, I am aware that there's been some proposals, some ideas, and they're being analyzed, but while we analyze that, why don't we keep working close? I must stress that. I want to stress that, and I know you're very keen on that. Let's keep working. Let's report. Let's fulfill the regulations, and we'll try. That's our priority, to facilitate your operation, your recreational activity here in Mexico. Let us focus on that. And certainly, if there's a new development, we would be open and transparent and have an opportunity to provide opinions, but while this happens, if it happens, and other discussions take place, let's keep working close. That's my best answer right now.
Okay. Yeah, one thing I'd like to add, I just met with the commissioner of CONAMP last week, and there is a willingness to talk about process, and I think, as the commissioner here just said, we're talking, and we're going to see if working together we can come up with a solution.
Awesome.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Jason. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Hi, Jason.
Good morning,
go
Jason.
Got to ask just a private motor question on the FMM. If you covered this, bear with me. I got on the program a little late. I got a small skiff, and we were going down there regularly, and one of my family members who I fish with frequently has a birth certificate issue with his name, and he can't get a passport. So absolutely mandatory now, well, in the passport for all parties.
Yes, passports are required, absolutely. And what I'd encourage you to do, give my office a call offline, and we'll talk about your specific situation and see what we can do to help you.
Yeah, you know, I got to say that the Sport Fishing Association of California is a tremendous resource for helping anglers like myself go through the processes of getting the proper permits to come and fish in Mexico. I'll give you an example. I bought a new boat. I needed to get the importation permit and got on the website, and there was some confusing things for me. I called Kenya, and she helped me right through the process, and I know she does that for a lot of people. So that's something that your office provides both to the sport fishing people riding the sport boats as well as private boaters. You can facilitate all the proper documentation to enter and be legal to fish in Mexico.
Our goal is we want to make it easy for people to visit Mexico, period.
Yeah. No, you've done a tremendous job with that. So hope that helps you out. Call the office, and they'll help you out in a tremendous amount. Hey, question before we run out of time here, Commissioner. Do you cover both fresh and saltwater fishing? I know we talked earlier in the show about Mazatlan being a hub for Lake El Salto and Lake Picachos and a lot of the destinations, freshwater bass lakes here in Mexico. Is that part of your arena?
Yes, it is. In the management of inland waters, we also work very close with the local governments. And yes, it is a resource, a very important resource. I was actually surprised to see the other day one plane full of people from Europe and Asia. I thought they were coming here to make a plant of cars or... Yeah. No, they were coming to bass fishing.
Bass so fish, how about that,
it
huh?
was not electronics, it was bass fishing all about.
So unbelievable.
It's very interesting. It's a whole new world of sport fishing.
Absolutely.
But it's very interesting. Yeah. It's very beautiful. Mazatlan is a really nice place to do it, or the neighboring areas.
Yes.
So you're most welcome to enjoy it or make a combination of trips.
That's what we talked about, a combination, you know, the billfish, the tuna, the bass, and the snook right here. When you fish Lake El Salto, Lake Picachos, do you need a Mexican fishing license?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You do. And when you come here, if it's in Mazatlan, be sure to contact Zach and or even our office in San Diego. We'll give you the best orientation possible. We all want to make your life easier for fishermen that come here, and we'll provide the best information and even tourist information, how to get there, and all the tips you may be looking for.
I think that's why that office in San Diego is so important, because they are very good about answering those kind of questions.
Yes.
Now, Commissioner, one other question. It's the same license, correct, for fresh and salt water?
Yes. And in some states, there may be a slightly difference when states are more involved in this because they have the authority to do it under our laws. But again, it shouldn't be a problem. I rarely hear any issues with inland water fishing.
All right. Hey, Rick, time for a break.
You got it, Pete. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got those great Ahi Live Deception Lures. More Let's Talk Hookup live from Mazatlan on the Mighty 1090.
All the off. Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full-service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center. 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer, or visit Seaguar.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the Ahi Live Deception Jigs is going to Brett in Winchester. Brett, you are going to love those jigs. They are awesome. Pete, man, you guys made it sound so fantastic. I cannot wait to get down to Mazatlan and come check it out.
So you just wait to the El Salto trip in February with Cast Tours. You're going to love this place. And hopefully we can get you over here to Mazatlan to some of these beautiful resorts like the Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay. We want to thank all the Jose from the Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay for hosting us here. Really, really fantastic broadcast destination. One of the best, certainly, I've ever had. Of course, our fantastic remote engineer Rick Cutler from RC Productions. Thanks for, I know it's been a tough job, Rick, but we've been struggling through it here in Mazatlan. Ryan in the studio answered the phone, and Adam, of course, on the boards there, and of course you, Rick, for doing a fantastic job in the studio. And I want to thank all the great guests that we had here today, Alfonso, Geronimo, Juan, Jose, Esteban, and of course the great commissioner here, Mario Aguilar. Thank you very much. You have any closing comments, Mario?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for this opportunity, and especially the opportunity to talk directly to all the anglers, the sport fishermen that come to Mexico, or that may come, that should come.
That should come.
We really welcome, again, making available to you all the resources that we have. And we also have a very interesting web page that is linked to and maintained with the Ministry of Tourism. Remember, we have over 29 million of tourists that come to Mexico.
Wow.
You should become one of them if
yes.
you're not. And also, we are doing our best efforts to have fish available for your sport fishing. Remember, we have billfish here is forbidden to be taken as commercial. And also, deeper into my comments, be sure that fishing and sport fishing is a high priority for us. It's public policy. It's a matter of public policy. And I'm very optimistic because the president is very interested in that. He's a person that enjoys fishing. Our minister Jose Calzada, President Peña Nieto, and also some group that I cannot leave without mentioning, which is the local sport fishermen organization that we have in Mexico. They're a beautiful resource. They're always very welcoming and always giving us good advice. And the work you've done with that is very, very important. Thank you all Mexican fishermen organizations. Muchas gracias. Los felicito. And I really congratulate your work. I hope you keep inviting me.
Absolutely.
And that you keep coming. Remember, your success out in the oceans and in the water is our success as a public agency, CONAPESCA, SAGARPA, and the Mexican federal government.
All right. Thank you, Mario, for all those kind words. Thank you to Ken and Kenya for doing a fantastic job from Sport Fishing Association of California. Be flying back tonight. And right back across that border on the Cross Border Express and back in the studio tomorrow morning with Captain Buzz Brezenane from the Prowler. Going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We're signing off here from Mazatlan, Mexico. Back tomorrow morning in San Diego on the Mighty 1090.